Bo, at work the other day, my boy Ray Ray was like, he literally called me and goes, dude, I was whatever the episode you were on that you were drunk, was that 10
or 9? That was nine.
Yeah. He goes, dude, Bo's laugh sounds just like George McFly. When you're like, and I go, dude, I don't even really, for real. Like, I don't know. I never noticed that before. And then I was listening to like episode 10 or 11 or something. And for real, like when you're not like,
oh shit,
when you're not big laughing, you're like,
oh shit, dude! Hey, that's all I'm gonna be able to think about. I'm gonna be hyper self conscious every time I laugh now.
Hello and welcome to the Terradrome, the podcast by the guys that podcast like it might be their last podcast. Why? Because it just might be. What's going on, my slithering snakes? We good?
Ooh. Yeah.
Silence, that was it?
Yeah.
That was silence? Are we going back to episode seven or something again?
Yeah, what was that? The episode we don't talk about?
Yeah.
The village, the people, the things we don't talk about. What do they call that shit?
Remember the village? All right, listen.
Remember the village? Anybody see the village?
Yeah.
Which one? Is that the M. Night Shyamalan Ding?
Yeah, that fucking movie was fucking incredible. The unspeakable things that we don't talk about, or.
Yeah, that was a good flick.
Sigourney Weaver fucking.
What a twist!
Throwing a fucking ranch up her ass.
What a twist.
I'm sorry that we started off with a little low energy. We were supposed to have a guest. The technical difficulties didn't work out. We're going to have him back at another point. Maybe next episode's what we're going to shoot for. So we're going to try to – we've been trying for like 40 minutes to try to make this work. So we're going to try to fire back up, guys, because we were fired up when we first hopped on. No. What I'm saying is we're just going to bring the energy back up a little bit. You know what I mean? We're going to do it like that. So, Bo Walker.
Yo.
The Macon Mason. What do you have? How you been, buddy?
Oh, I've been good, man. I've just gotten back. I went out of town for this past weekend to Charlotte, North Carolina, about a 5-hour drive up to North Carolina.
Oh, woo! Woo!
That country, baby.
Style cackalack.
Profiling.
Loaded up the fam and the minivan.
You should have stopped by and said hello to Confusion.
I should have. But
how
it
far
was,
is he from there?
He's in Raleigh. I don't know.
I don't know anything about that.
That could be
700 miles away. Airport?
Yeah, that's like another 4 hours.
Wow. I might be wrong.
The state is pretty elongated, so it could be pretty far. You know,
right.
You know, when you fly over that state, you don't see anything but trees. You can't even see the city.
Yes, it's vast. That's why it's called. I think Raleigh is called the City of Oaks because of that. And when I went and visited Confusion, it's gorgeous. That whole state, all those, I mean, listen, being in Los Angeles, I don't really.
It's gorgeous and scary. It's not scary when you're there for a couple nights. When you're at night, it gets scary.
Yeah, if you're sleeping outside in the fucking forest, bro. I'm talking about driving by. All right. I'm sorry. We're not stepping on post.
Nah, man. But it was just nice to get away with the family, man. My wife, she completed her training for Montessori teacher certification, so she's fully certified. It's been a year long process. Yeah. Shout out to my wife, man.
AKA Jedi Knight.
Woo.
I was a little slow on the soundboard, but you know.
Yeah,
there it is. A little slow on the soundboard.
Yeah, no, man. for real. So
they never.
I'm super super proud of her, and it was a good trip, and we had a good time with the fam. So I'm feeling good, man. Feeling good. Awesome.
Nice. Yeah. Awesome. Midichlorian out in the Antelope Valley. How are you, sir?
Yes. You finally got my location right. I feel like today is going to be special.
Doesn't no really matter.
Well, I only got it really right because you sent me a message and said, "Hey, dude, do you mind if you shout out me from the Antelope Valley?"
I'm not in the Mojave. I'm not in the Sahara.
That was a peek behind the scenes. That was a behind the scenes peek.
That'll be in the DVD extras.
I don't live in the Gobi Desert.
How are you, man? You know what, buddy? How was your weekend?
Yeah, my weekend was the same as any other day, man. Matt's struggling with strife. At war with the rodents, the squirrels trying to take my shit. Sniping them off.
It's like me sniping them off.
Mitty's in Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Dude, I have really bad
squirrel problems, bro. Man.
Yeah,
man,
now he's super loud.
They destroy shit. They really do.
Yeah. Oh no, we get them in our attic all the time.
We got two snipers in the house.
So hold on a minute. So both Bo and Mitty have a squirrel fucking siege upon their homes. Is that what I'm hearing?
They're the worst animals on fucking earth.
Rodent rampage. What's up?
They're the worst. They look all cute and shit. Them fuckers ain't cute.
Chip and Dale is getting no love inside the fucking Mitty or fucking Bo house.
None.
Yeah, man. Trigger finger. Real ish.
Get a cat. Get a cat. You're good.
Yeah,
that's fucking great. That's fucking great. Okay, Edward Dust Mites, how are you, sir?
Yo. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Terradrome. My name is Dust Mites, and that's all I have.
My name is Dust Mites, and I am 10 beers deep and sick of trying to fucking coordinate all these podcast hangouts.
I just did 2 hours on a live hangout video podcast trying to get someone in for 40 minutes to this fucking thing.
Your dial tone, bro. Bro, yeah, your dial tone.
Yeah. Like, for real, the listeners need to know, like, seriously, shout out to Dust, because you...
Tell a Viper.
Man.
Well, you know what? I try to throttle on Into the Realm a little bit now, like keep the beer intake a little slower, but I can see that I'm lacking in my Into the Realm duties, so I have to take it up a little bit, and then when I get to here, I'm just like, fuck it, I'm just going off the rails. We're just going to do whatever.
Because here, my friend, you can be yourself.
Yes,
because we're not just talking about.
I don't have to be Mr. PC.
Exactly.
There's no community behind us now.
Exactly. This is Dust with the fucking chains off.
People. No.
Well, you got a community.
When I come out to LA, you'll see Dust with the chains off.
Hey, is that official? Is that shit official?
What's that?
LA, are you coming out, right?
I mean, whenever, man. Why don't we get a GoFundMe?
Let's make it official.
So we can get everybody together. If anybody wants to donate anything to the GoFundMe to get us to get Dust Mites at Los Angeles, hit me up.
Shit, let me see.
I got $3 in the account right now.
Let me see what kind of frequent flyer miles I can rack up here in the next fucking few months.
You know what? Honestly, man, I mean, honestly, I could, I mean, I know we all have things going on, but I may be able to make July work. I don't care, man. I don't care, man. Whatever.
Listen, bro, you give me some fucking.
I'll go to work with you,
notice,
bro.
Some
I'll
notice.
Go to
you
work with
some,
you, bro.
You give me I'm some notes. Work. Well, you're gonna want to see my work. I wish I could have taken Bo by the work when he came and visited me.
How awesome would it be, like, you know, like, take your kid to work day and there's fat ass Dust Mites going, yo, that's my daddy.
Yeah, that's fucking funny.
I will go to work with you. I'll be walking around town, going and getting something, some fucking shit to eat, man. Having a good time, man.
Yeah, you'll want to definitely check that out. It'll be fun.
Yeah, man. Just chilling, man. Pretty good weekend, man. Started a new gig today. Got transferred to a new store, so it's like the first day at school again. a little bit different, you know.
Do you have to? Do you have to like shake hands and kiss babies?
No, nothing, not at all. You got to kiss ass with the new general manager because the general manager is like.
And you've never met him?
No. I worked with him back in the day when I wasn't on my level. I was in the underling, and he's just like such.
And
a
now you're kind
douche.
Of like in quasi equals, I guess.
Yeah, I'm a little bit upper in the food chain. I'm like, yeah, you didn't think this was gonna happen, motherfucker. Well, guess what? And he's like, hey, and he's all super happy, looking like Barney Rubble and shit. And I'm like, yeah, man. You know, there's a reason why they call this place the penitentiary, and his last name is Penna, so they call it the penitentiary. So there's like 9 stores in my chain, and he runs things a little bit different than all the other stores. And I just came from a place where I'm not micromanaged. My general manager lets me do what I do. He has faith in me. He lets me be a manager and take
care
of
my team. Right, so now
you got to
fucking earn that. You got to earn that back at the new store?
You know, and now I have to fucking dot my I's, cross my T's, and, you know, all that bullshit. And I'm not used to that. So, but, you know, it'll work. It'll work. It's just part of the game, man. Part of the game. You know, today was a double clozapine day. That's all I'm saying.
Real quick.
Shout out to Hans, my dealer.
Real quick before I get into to my thing, you mentioned Barney Rubble, which I don't know why it brought me to something else. I went and we put my grandma in a assisted living facility recently, and I spent Mother's Day over there with my mom and her, and we were watching I Love Lucy, and I fucking swear to God, bro, the entire time all I could think about was how Ricky and Fred shouldn't be best friends.
Dude,
I'm telling you, bro, it made me laugh so hard, like inside, to the point where like it was me and my mom and my uncle and my grandma, and I've basically recited the Fred and fucking Ricky friendship, just minus the cursing.
Yeah, well, of
course. Everybody, it really made me laugh. I didn't notice it until then.
It's just basic knowledge, man. You're like, I like to watch a lot of old school TV. I watch Honeymooners, I Love Lucy, all this shit, man. I watch that because I'm old school, because that's what I grew up when I stayed home from school. Those are the shit that I was watching. Gilligan's Island, I Love Lucy. You had My Favorite Martian,
morning. Bro, I have probably seen before we had that conversation, I'd easily seen, you know, 50 episodes of I Love Lucy throughout my life. And I never thought.
You never put the two and two together. Because you're older now, and now when you're older, you watch these things and you start thinking like, man, what the fuck is going on here? What the fuck? Are you serious? There's no way. There's no way. And then you start thinking like the new age. Like what happens if they remade I Love Lucy right now? You would not see a fucking 75-year-old white dude be friends with a 30 fucking 6-year-old Latin god.
Bro, and
Oh god, here
it
goes.
You know, that's true. No, you're right. We do have supernatural powers. No, he said, don't say his name again, because with this podcast has supernatural powers.
Hashtag fuck that cunt.
But, Ethel and Lucy are borderline the same age.
Yeah, they are.
In the show. And so do you, at no time is Ethel like, fuck. Like, you're like, boy, did I fucking, Wow.
Lucy, you killed it.
Boy, I settled, didn't I?
And have you ever met anyone named Ethel under the age of 80?
Oh, no, absolutely. Literally. Ethel.
Old school names like Midge and Ethel are just on the way out.
Bro, my grandma's name was fucking like Irene. Midge? Those aren't around anymore.
I had an Aunt Irene.
I know an Irene.
My grandmother, Shirley.
Yeah.
Exactly.
My grandmother's name was Mary. And my Nazi grandmother name was Gertrude. I told you guys that story, right?
Yes, you did. Yes. So sorry to
No. I mean, honestly, man, if anybody sits back and goes back and watches all these old school shows, you just like put it into a modern.
I wanna do it
in a modern thought process, man. It ain't working.
Could we do like if we're doing recasts, as dangerous as they may be, I might suggest I Love Lucy recast.
Yeah. Yes. Yo, we could do that.
Like a modern recast or
maybe,
someone?
Yeah, yeah. Like someone I'm thinking like a modern. I'm thinking modern. Yeah, I'm thinking maybe modern.
I Love Lucy recast.
Yeah.
I like it. That's the homework.
Yeah. Wasn't
that
called King of Queens?
That's the.
But you know,
I feel like I could do better. I could do better.
So do I. That's Mike the homework, gentlemen. All next week, Memorial Day special. The Ooh. I Love Fucking Lucy.
Exclusive. We got an exclusive Memorial Day special going on here, man.
Yes, I like it. My God, Molly!
Exclusive.
All right, gentlemen. So my weekend. I'm glad you asked.
Hey, Nate. How was your weekend?
You have a life. We want to live vicariously through you.
Hey, Nate.
Yes.
I was your weekend.
Perfect. Yes. Oh, I'm glad that you asked.
Anything fishy?
Yes. Actually, yes. I went down to San Diego.
Stripper?
That too. We're going to get into all this. This is going to take up a little chunk of this fucking show right now. Trip to San Diego.
We're going long tonight, people.
Yeah, we might even go day by day. Man. So,
how many days total was the trip?
I got there on Thursday night at 10 o'clock, and I left Sunday morning at 10 o'clock.
Did you drive?
No, yes, I drove. It's only about an hour and 50 minutes from LA.
Yeah, like 2 hours, right, man? Yeah, man, San Diego's. Yo, man, if anybody wants to retire anywhere, San Diego is the fucking place. The temperature is like 80.
Whale's vagina.
Yeah, I heard
I don't know about
the rent and the fucking houses are so fucking high in San Diego.
Yes, everywhere.
The perfect temperature. It's perfect all year round. Relax.
I don't think that I'm going to be able to retire.
The rents are high in Compton, son.
Who cares? They're gentrifying. It's a hipster.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, guys walk into the store with fucking flip-flops and hemp belts and beards buying 40 ounces. You know, reenacting the Boys in the Hood movie.
I shall continue.
Hola.
So I get there Thursday night. It's my best friend's little brother's bachelor party. My best friend and I have known each other since we were about 12 years old. He is a fireman. His little brother is a fireman who is, I think, 6 years younger than him. So I pretty much, you know, was the other brother to him. I'm a groomsman in his wedding. So shout out to you, Ryan. So we went down there and it was me and his brother and there was like eight other of his friends and I didn't know any of his friends. Some of them are firemen, some of them are paramedics. So it's kind of like that.
A lot of mustaches.
But they're younger dudes. They're younger dudes. So they're like all fucking in shape and they're ready to go. They're ready to go. You know what I mean? They're ready to really fire it up. You know, they're all between 26 and 30. You know what I'm saying? It was me.
Nate and was hiding the chubby the whole weekend.
So it was me. It was the only people I knew that it was obviously the bachelor, and then it was me and my best friend, and then another one of our friends that is our same age, 37, 38, who's, you know, been part of the family as well, and another dude. So we put all four of us in what we called the divorcee suite because it was all the older guys and three of the four of us have been divorced. So we put us all in, you know, the back room or whatever. And these young bucks are flexing, dude. They're fucking pounding. They're shooting shots. They're fucking just being guys. You know what I mean? Yes. Right. Yes. And all and and all of the four fucking old bulls were just like some fucking marathon boys. It's not a fucking sprint.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. It's a marathon, not a sprint, gentlemen.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to interject, but
Go for it.
You remember the joke? I've heard this when I was a kid. It was there's a bull and his son on a hill.
Yep.
And they're looking down at the pasture of cows. And the son says, "Dad, let's go run down there and fuck that cow." And the bull says, "No, son. Let's walk down and fuck them all."
Fuck them all. Exactly. Yes. Yes. Know that one.
It's an old school joint, but you know it makes a lot of sense.
Oh, of course, 100%. So I get out there Thursday night. It's like 10 o'clock at night. I waited for traffic to die down. I left at like 8:30, whatever. I go. We rented an Airbnb. Shout out to Airbnb. It's fucking amazing. Airbnb is like, instead of getting a hotel, when you go to a city, you rent somebody's house or apartment, and it's much cheaper and way cooler. Like when I went to WrestleMania, I got a fucking Airbnb in New Orleans.
An Airbnb.
Yeah, so it's like a two bedroom, it's like somebody's condo or whatever, and they charge you way less than a hotel.
But they usually live there every day.
They don't. A lot of times it's just people's houses that they own that they rent out. They're like vacation.
Oh, they just keep renting it out. So you're not like walking in there and just going through their fucking sock drawer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And now,
Fruit of the Loom.
There's some of them that like it's like if they have a big ass house and they have like a spare like back house on their property, they'll rent that out. But it's all in the app. It'll be like, hey, you've got to come inside to use the bathroom, or this doesn't have a fuck. You know, it's for like travelers. You know what I'm saying?
Hostels. And,
we have
the American version of a hostel.
100%.
Hostel network.
Yes, exactly. We had the fucking most fucking pimp 70s like fucking porn house on the fucking beach, dude. It was like you could tell they hadn't fucking replaced the interior in at least 20, 30 years, dude. It was just – it was four levels including the roof, like six bedrooms. Like shit was fly.
Damn.
And so – yeah. So we show up there. So I get there at 10 o'clock and I go and meet the boys at the club. I roll out. Everybody's fucking fully primed. These dudes are fucking trashed, right? So I show up. It's like 11 o'clock. I'm having some beers with them. We're shutting the club down. It's like by that point, it's like 2. Like I'm buzzed, but I'm not like fucked up.
And we get back to the fuck. You got there super late.
Exactly, because I got there super late. So we show up. We're having a good time. We go back to the fucking house. We're chilling because the next day we were going on a fishing trip, like sport fishing in San Diego. So I get up in the morning, okay? I get up in the morning, and two of the dudes in the living room are straight dropping IV bags.
What? Alcohol poisoning?
Like, have you ever gotten an IV?
Yeah, I've gotten
one. In the hospital, right?
Last time I thought it was a heart attack.
Yeah.
Right. So if you drop an IV, like if you've been drinking all night and you get up hungover and you fucking do an IV bag, it basically
put the needle in.
They're paramedics.
Oh, okay. So they're in the field. So they're administrating their own. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's why they have IV bags because all them dudes are firefighter paramedics.
Yo, bro. IV me, bro. IV me, man. IV me, bro.
It's basically like steroids in baseball. Like it's cheating. Like you can go out and get
that is totally cheating.
Yes, dude.
How about you know what? How about throwing up 17 times?
Yeah.
Water with some Advil. That's what we do. That's what real men do.
Exactly. Just mix some tomato with your beer. That is a hangover tip.
Put some coconut oil in there.
I'm thinking about me hungover as fuck, unsteady hand trying to get an IV in. Even as a professional,
not happening.
Fuck, bro, no way.
There seems to be easy money. That's pretty funny, but you guys never seen it, so I can't even reference that.
So some of these dudes are looking rough, bro. And I'm getting up. I'm like 38.
Yeah, these young bucks can drink last night.
Some of these young bucks are like looking rough. And they drop these IV bags. And if it wasn't for a couple of them IV bags, two of those dudes were not making the boat.
Wow.
No fucking chance. No chance.
You just walk over to IV bags, be like, "I've been there, done that,
dude." It like brings you back.
Some of them were throwing up in that boat. They were throwing up at least one of them.
No, it brings you back, dude. It borderline brings you back to life and removes your hangover totally, dude.
Wow.
So, how many of you here on the panel have been on a sport fishing boat?
Mike Levin.
Nope.
Dust.
Yeah, I have. I have.
Of course you
are. Not living in San Pedro.
No, never.
Yeah. Never, okay.
Never. I lived in Brooklyn. We never did that.
It's horrible. Exactly. It's for sure a West Coast thing.
I did catch a marlin.
You didn't fucking catch a marlin. Shut up.
Turn your video off. Make your audio better.
There's no way you caught a marlin. Fuck out of here. So anyway. No, you did. So this is the second time I've been sport fishing. The first time was in Cabo. We paid like $300 to like go out there for like 8 hours and fish for marlin and shit like that.
But
and
made it
I
cool.
got, and I got, did. Yeah, exactly. I got so
I
fucking
caught a yellowtail
sick.
Too. Yellow, those desert. Are tuna.
Yeah,
those
it,
are,
it, wait, it comes in a can a at Costco. It comes in a can at Costco.
It's not even in the same ballpark.
Listen, man,
I used to
live in San Pedro. We had a fucking boat that went the right Pedro? Off the fucking coast right there up in Pedro. My dad used to force me to go in them shit. So, yeah, Pedro? Man, I've caught marlins, bro. I've caught swordfish.
So
I've caught baby sharks.
I go out there, I get sick.
Caught the clap
in fucking Cabo. In Cabo, I got sick. I basically fucking vomited and laid on a fucking boat for 8 hours, right? So this opportunity comes up, and my best friend is like, "Yo, we're gonna do this fishing trip, da 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 da." And he was on that same trip that I was on in Cabo, and I was like, "Dude, I can't do boats, bro. It's obvious. I can't do that." And he was like, "Nah, dude, it's a bigger boat. It's not going to be, because we were in really rough seas. Like, it's going to be fine, blah, blah, blah. And it's only a half day trip. So it's only like 5 hours instead of 8 or 9. So I was like, "All right, cool. Fuck it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it one more time. Try it one more time." So I go out, I take the Dramamine, I do the whole deal. We get on the boat, for the first like 2 or 3 hours. I'm good. I'm a little queasy, but I'm good. I'm not instantly vomiting, nothing like that.
Do they do they have one of those bait boxes where they have live bait?
Let them get through it.
Yes.
Let them get through it.
Yes, exactly.
Just let them get through it.
That's the killer.
Fuck you, Dust.
No, I'm just saying.
Are you stepping on my butt?
This guy's cutting you off like he's on the 405.
Intelligent court conversation here.
Is the 405 an LA highway?
So I bait the fucking thing. I throw it out. I catch a fucking tree fish. Okay. I didn't know what the fuck that was, but apparently it's
a tree fish.
You can Google it. It's in there.
It ain't a marlin.
It's in there. I'm not Googling.
Yeah. It's like 10. It's like 11 inches. Whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. This was okay.
He's like, I'll take that.
So after that, I've just. The last 2.5 hours, I basically had to lay down the entire time. I didn't vomit, but I just fucking get queasy on boats, dude. It's just
and how either big do like a 30-foot.
I don't know. There was like 20 right, people on the boat. Right,
let's talk about Sopranos. Was it the same size as the boat?
30-foot man.
When they put pussy down, was it the same size boat?
Remember, I haven't seen Sopranos.
Oh man, that's right, man. Sorry to hear that.
So, boating trip is that. We go on the boating trip, you know, whatever. I got sick on the boat. So we come back and we're deciding on whether or not we're going to go to a strip club early or we're going to go to a strip club later.
So okay? your day involved around smelling fishy shit.
Exactly. Mike was on the team of let's go early. The young bucks were like, nope, Let's go to dinner. Let's get primed up and then let's hit the strip club. And I'm like, ah, fuck. Everybody here is hungover. Everybody is fucking not ready to just, you know, rage it up again this evening. So we do the ladder and, we go out and then we hit a strip club fucking late at night. And it was a bad scene for your boy here. It's a bad scene. Bad scene. I'm not strip club guy. I want people to know that I'm not. It's just not. It's no. It's
not you didn't end
bad.
Up in TJ,
not my
right?
Bad. Not my bad.
You were still in San Diego, not at TJ.
I was trying to go to TJ by the end of the night. Let's just fucking put it that way.
That is scary.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Strip club thing happened. Then the next day, we go to brewery. We go on a brewery tour. Okay, so we do a lot of IPAs and shit. And now, Dust, even though your fucking microphone's muted, you're looking at your phone and you were yawning during story. I want people to know the real things that are happening.
I'm here.
How do you feel about IPAs, sir?
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
Bo?
I drink a fair bit. Yeah.
Fair bit.
Yeah. I drink a lot fair of bit. IPA. I drink a lot of IPAs. I wouldn't say they're my favorite, but I drink a lot of them.
I drink a lot of IDC. I don't care. Just saying.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Exactly. That's some rich people shit.
So Bo, you've IPAs. Heard of Stone Brewery?
Yes. I know. Yes. I'm aware of Stone Brewery.
Yes. Yeah, so we went to Stone Brewery. We did a brewery tour there. It was fun. We went to Sculpin. You drink Sculpin?
Yeah, I've had Sculpin.
Yep. Cool. We went there as well. Yeah, it was fun. We got to see how all the beers are fucking, you know, made and whatnot. And so while I'm at one of the breweries, I had to take a shit, and I go in and I go Uh-oh. Into the bath. I go into the bathroom and I'm in the middle of the fucking, you know, fucking throws of passion there.
Yeah.
TMI. And fucking, I don't realize that I'm in the handicap stall.
Oh.
And I see the wheels roll up.
Oh, no.
Did you hit it with the Christopher Hawken voice?
The infamous. The infamous. You got the infamous.
Yeah. And I went, fuck. Like I felt so awful, but I had to take a shit. And it was. The
I'll
only
be right out.
Has that ever happened?
I'm just wiping right now.
Has that ever happened to anybody?
I got them my butt.
Because up here where I live, man, you know, you want that room, so it don't matter. The odds of having someone rolling in on you is not there, man. And if you do,
dude, they only had one stall. I didn't. What do you want me to do?
You know, yeah. I swear, this is kind of crazy because I actually fucked up and did the same shit this week, but worse. I went in the bathroom, right, and I'm looking, it's clean, and there's no stand up urinals, and I had to pee bad, so. I wasn't, you know, I went, I closed the door and
what do you mean
and,
there was no like, stand-up urinal?
You were in the
there
fucking
no stand-up urinal.
There was no urinals
in
available?
Bathroom.
Available? No. Available or there was just no stand-up urinals?
I got out that bathroom real quick and I
maybe
see, like,
maybe you went to the fucking girls' bathroom.
Yeah, that's what I did. That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying.
I went to the girls' bathroom on accident.
Every bathroom has a urinal.
No.
I just don't get it.
You know what it is, man. I had to go bad, you know? Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. Don't go.
So the wheels roll up. The wheels roll up. And I'm like,
real talk.
Yo, I'm really sorry.
I go, why? Did he say anything? Did you get the knock?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The knock? No, there was no
I
knock.
Got the knock. Oh, there was a knock. 100%.
They didn't knock on me.
100%.
Are you almost done?
And I went, yeah, dude. And I was halfway, bro. And I like pinched it off. And I fucking, I had to like, I was like scrambling in there. And I fucking opened the door. I was like, dude, I'm, I'm really sorry, bro. Like, I was overly apologizing.
Oh, my God. Like, you bitched out.
I really had to go, well, I fucking felt bad.
Man.
You know.
How can you not?
Because they, you know, everybody wants equal rights, man. Don't even fuck with those dudes, man.
It was the handicapped bathroom.
Come on, man. We live in that handicap. I mean, in California. If you live in California, we're at such an adversity, we're handicapped compared to all you other states. So you're good.
Yeah, because you're going to pay fucking sales tax.
And CRV.
Hold on, Mitty. We're going to have your fucking campaign speech.
I've been paying sales tax for fucking 25 years.
All right. So, yeah. So then we know we did the brewery tour. We did that thing. I came home after drinking for fucking 3 weekends or 3 days over the weekend. And
your liver was loving you, man.
No, it's not. It takes me a lot longer to recover.
It's on bionics, man. You got to get that bionics going.
It's tough, dude. It's tough. It's
man, I cannot wait to come out there and drink with you, man.
It's not easy. It's going to be fun. I'll tell you that much.
We'll see. We can't get it go, man.
We'll drink for drink, man. We'll see what we can do. I don't fuck with that hard shit, man. That's why I don't fuck with that hard shit.
We haven't drinking at least, you know, one bottle of Jameson a month over here.
I could definitely do a couple of shots of Jameson.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I have a question about food for you guys.
All right. Well, it's segueing.
Yeah. We're segueing. So a buddy of mine at work, he's a younger cat and he still lives at home, with his parents, and his pops was grilling. It was the weekend. Chilling? Yeah. Pops was throwing steaks on the grill, doing the whole deal. And Pops was, I don't know if he was a little inebriated or I don't know if he didn't notice or whatever, but when the steaks came off the grill, they were super rare. Rare, whatever rare is before rare.
Gummy rare.
Yeah, like put a fork in it, it's bleeding all over the fucking plate right
now. I'm chewing on a juju.
Yes.
I got a juju steak right now.
Yeah. So it's him.
Girl out of period.
It's like a
Jesus Christ. It's like a
Pine Brothers.
What did they call it?
It's like a Pine Brothers cough drop.
It does. Have you ever earned your red wings?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I do, and I'm not commenting. So
I know
at the table, it's him. His mom, his brother, and his pops. And everybody, they all have their steaks. And everybody is like fork and knifing into it. And everybody is like quiet and not really saying anything to anyone. Because everybody's steak is like basically raw.
All it takes is one motherfucker to say, yo, throw this on the grill for 10 more minutes. That's it. Done.
Dude, so this is my question. Nobody said
parasites.
Everybody just pretty much fucking ate it. And so he came into work and he's telling me the story, telling us the story of the guys at work. And I'm like, well, why didn't you just fucking say something? And he goes, I didn't want to disrespect my dad cooking.
Oh.
Now, how do you feel? Now, are you saying something or are you...
I will definitely say something because I don't want my friends dying of fucking E. coli.
It wasn't his friends. It was just him and his mom and his brother and him.
Shout to four flusher, man. I just had a four flusher the other day. You don't want a four flusher, man. You don't want a four flusher.
Yeah, but okay,
Bo, real quick.
Yeah.
No, it was steak. So, Bo, real quick,
okay.
I'm gonna catch you up really fast. My buddy at work, his dad was cooking steaks over the weekend,
right?
And he took them off the grill, and they were like rarer than rare, like before rare. They were way undercooked,
pre rare.
Yes, yeah. And they're all at the table, and they're fucking trying to fucking fork and knife them down, and nobody says anything, and they all just fucking eat them. And he comes into work, and he goes, "I couldn't tell my dad because I felt like that would be disrespectful because he's cooking," and yeah. I just went. Bro, there's nothing. Listen, when you're a kid and you're like, I don't want vegetables, that's not disrespectful. Your parents are trying to make you do some good shit. No. But when you're like an adult man,
yeah.
Hey, Dad, I like this maybe a little more done. Like,
yeah, I have no problem with that. Like, if my dad cooked green beans and used like a awful seasoning or some shit, I would choke that down. But yeah. If my steak is like way too rare, I have no problem requesting an additional time on the grill for my piece of meat. I got no problem with that. I don't feel that's disrespectful at all.
Meanwhile.
Exactly. I felt the exact same way. I said, you know what I mean? It was like, listen, if that's like you said, if my mom made a fucking quiche and I didn't like it, I would, you know, choke it down, nibble it, whatever you got to do. But when it's like a cut of meat, you're not disrespecting him because he's not chefing that up. He's just
that's
cooking it.
Yeah.
You know, you ever see those weird videos with people with worms in their eyes and shit like that? And you think, how does this stupid motherfucker get something like that? Well, there it is. That's one situation where you get some parasites that'll go in your eyes and other orifices.
What the fuck are you talking about, bro?
I'm talking about parasites from uncooked. Raw meat.
I think you might have gone.
I didn't say it was raw. I didn't say it was raw. I just said it was like even undercooked.
Even still, I mean, there are people that eat their meat raw, totally raw. Few and far between, they like it raw.
Old dirty bastard style.
I don't know.
You know, that was that was a thing that happened. The thing that happened at work today. I know people like, you know, my what we talk about at work things, and that became a hot debate. I'm not gonna lie. Some people were like, nah, you just eat it. You don't just disrespect your father. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm saying something. Yeah. You know, it was kind of divided down the middle.
Dude, no, especially it's all about context, all right? Especially the piece of meat. That's what counts. It's a steak. It is not difficult to throw back on the grill for another 2-5 minutes or whatever. That's easy. That's all it is like grab it with the tongs and put it in the grill. Like it's not even like a burger. It hasn't even been like dressed and shit. Like even like a hamburger patty that was more underdone. If they've already put it on a bun and dressed it for me, I'm way more likely to eat it. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because there's been preparation that's been involved. But you just took that piece of meat off a grill and put it on a plate or put it on a platter that I then took off the platter and put it onto my plate. You know, like
and it's still easy. Mooing.
It's easy.
It's still mooing.
That's still
you gotta watch out.
Maybe it's your tone. You know, are you able to tell? I mean, what kind of relationship do you have with your father? Are you able to tell your father in a very like respectful way? Like, hey, Dad, you know, can I throw can I throw this piece of meat back on the grill for just a minute longer or whatever?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
totally agree.
What
if Dad's relationship with my dad
started some new medication?
My dad would be like, oh, damn.
Dad might have started some new medication. If you watch any of these nightly news shows, I mean, every other commercial is something for a pill, and it's all targeted to old people. So you really got to watch people taking new medications and cooking your steaks.
Mitty, that's as equally as irrelevant as the worm eye story you just said. Let's just fucking move on. Bo Walker, you have some things to discuss tonight, my friend. Am I correct?
Yeah, there were a couple of things I wanted to gauge opinions and bring up and see. The first of which, they're all television and movie related. So just
perfect.
That's that's where I'm at right now.
My San Diego stories weren't exactly a hit, Bo.
So well, hey.
Save the show, Bo.
Should have went to TJ. The stories would have been way more interesting. You would have went to TJ.
Well, I'm going to surprise you and tell you this is not one I mentioned in our group text message circle messenger. This is a throwback to episode one. I finally saw an Oscar nominee movie that was got around. I saw I, Tonya.
Oh, wasn't it incredible?
Oh, it was so good, man. It was so fucking good. I loved it. I absolutely loved it, man. And I mean, I was young enough. Hey, I was young enough to like, all I knew was like the David Letterman jokes. Like I didn't know fucking anything about who these people were or whatever. They were a punchline to me. And so like seeing this and like learning what a badass skater Tonya Harding actually was and like just the complexity of perspectives and all the it was cool. It was cool, man. I dug it.
Context is king.
Context is king, bro. And I fucking loved it, man. So I wanted to say that.
Shout out. Yes. Perfect. Yeah, no. What? And right now, Dust is sitting back and he's going, how many episodes is it going to be till one of these motherfuckers is like, I saw Easy Money this weekend.
Well, obviously it'll happen. It'll happen.
Don't hit me in there.
This is some kind of,
I've given up on it.
All right, go on, Bo.
It could happen. The other thing is, which I did let y'all know ahead of time that I wanted to talk about is the rumor that Jake Gyllenhaal might be cast as Quentin Beck, Spider-Man's villain, Mysterio.
Yes, and I am all in. And Dust, you?
I'm all out.
That couldn't have worked any better. Dude.
I fucking hate that. I hate that fucker.
Fuck. What is there to hate about Jake Gyllenhaal? What do you hate? A hack? What is your evidence? I need evidence.
Donnie Darko is going to play Mysterio. Oh, so good. Other than that,
Donnie Darko
done
is an incredible
nothing.
Film.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. When you were like fucking 25, Donnie Darko's great. Now, you know what I mean? What the fuck has he done since? Nothing.
Jake Gyllenhaal has done a ton.
Nothing.
He's done a lot. Done a lot of cool shit.
Mysterio. I'm sorry, Dust is out.
Minnie's out.
I think Josh Rowland should be every villain in every movie.
God damn it!
Just keep it simple. Just CGI him.
This is funny because they were talking about Jake Gyllenhaal playing Batman after Affleck left, and when DC, you could definitely tell Warner Brothers is definitely dropping the ball on the DC universe and getting out of the DC universe business. If Jake Gyllenhaal is going to play a B grade villain in the Spider-Man movie.
B grade?
Wow.
How dare you, sir?
Relax.
DC is B grade.
Relax. It's not Batman. It's Mysterio. Batman?
Mysterio is pretty bad.
Hey, Batman? 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 Mysterio.
Well, yeah, but think about
Batman.
It.
Okay, if you're going to put it in that context.
Batman to change it all and save the DC universe? Or Mysterio?
You're right, but Batman, look at it from the perspective as an actor. Like, your hands are tied with Batman. You have immense expectation. And
I do not like you.
As an actor.
I just don't like it personally. I just don't like the fucking guy.
Allows a whole lot more creative freedom.
Do I really need to go into why I don't like the fucking guy? I just don't like the fucking guy.
Bo,
I want the point that you just made to not go fucking unnoticed.
Mysterio, really? What's
you're
100%
correct. No, listen. Bo's point was that you can take Mysterio, somebody nobody's never been, and make that your own character, a la Michael Keaton and Vulture.
Yeah, you know, I'd rather a fucking
Batman. I'd rather be a no name guy.
Yeah, I'd rather a no name be Mysterio than fucking Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well, that's never gonna happen in today's. That's not gonna happen.
Give me JoJo Fuckface. I've seen him in 17.
JoJo Fuckface
is busy. I've seen him in 17 B grade movies. I want that dude. JoJo Fuckface.
Yo, you know who Michael as the Vulture is Dust Mites. That's his spirit animal.
Back, you know what? Thank God he's coming back for the next movie, man. It's great, man. I love that. Yeah. Was the best.
I just love Spider-Man so much, man, that like the thought of like, you know, just here's increasing the universe thing. Just so awesome.
Mr. Prometheus, I don't feel so well.
This is what we talked about at work today too, was they can't have Mysterio and not do the bubble dome, right?
And they're not going to do it because he's got his hair flowing.
That's point of contention number one. If they don't do bubble dome, all out. I will turn coat like a motherfucker.
And I know they're not going to do it because you know what? They're paying for the pretty face.
He'll wear the bubble dome for like 10 minutes out of the film. It'll be minimal.
I was all in on Paul Giamatti as Rhino until I realized it was a giant metal fucking suit.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Like, I thought they were just going to put his face inside the big swole fucking Rhino outfit. Nope. Yes, and that was awful.
Because they were trying to make it seem like if it was real.
But it's Iron Man, bro. Everything's got to be fucking. Yeah.
If this happened, feasible.
It also goes
back to like the Dark Knight and the Batman. If Batman was here right now, had $1 billion to do whatever he wanted, and had this technology, this is what would happen in reality. Right. In reality. The Joker was some fucking jerk off that was fucking crazy, and that was reality. You know, if we could put these characters in a standpoint world of what we like, that's what it was. And that's why we got a rhino that was made out of metal and
which was dumb.
And that's why we had that cutscene with the vulture wings, and they were trying to push the Sinister
Six. But
that's
the thing, though, is that even when I saw with the vulture wings, because I'm an old school cat, like you're an old school cat, like you guys are.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they're gonna do the vulture in metal shit. That's whack. Fuck that. She needs to be an old ass man.
Well, you know what?
But hold on.
What are we getting?
What saved it for me, even though they did the metal wings
in Homecoming,
was the fucking in Homecoming. Which was the flight jacket and the fucking fur around the neck.
Yes. And Keaton knocked out the park.
Hell yeah. 100%. 100%.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Killing it. And you know what? Killed it.
And the whole origin story of it, how you kind of get in the mindset of how he comes to be what he be.
You feel for him. Yeah. You're like, no, I remember him. Dude just getting his, Stark, man.
Nowadays. I can't eat because of Stark. I'm going to keep some for this shit. And now he's building stuff. Like,
but then
you know what?
You see the turn when he shoots the shocker. And he shoots him. He's like, and he said, I didn't know this thing did that. And he was like, you know what I mean?
If Homecoming knew that
fucking gun did that, you know?
If Homecoming would have done the shocker right, that was a 10 for me.
Well, you know, I mean,
but because they didn't, it was more like an 8.5.
So what's your shocker? The first guy or the second?
I don't care. I want the double fucking hand things. Mm-hmm. I want some sort of, you know what I'm saying? Like I appreciate they did the right colors with the sweater and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they
Joaquin Bodine, who was a fucking brilliant actor, especially in Fargo. I was like stoked. I was like, dope, let's do it. And he kind of went out like a bitch, and I didn't like it.
Well, at least he was fucking making money, man. That dude's been fucking dead for a while, man.
Yeah.
That dude hasn't been making movies for a while, so it's good to see him come back.
Yeah. He was so good in Fargo season 2. Whew. It was incredible. I sample them on our albums. You guys.
But you know, I'm just saying, like the movies that, like in the 90s with the whole blaxploitation of the 90s that came out with all the.
Oh yeah, movies that came out.
He was in every fucking movie, man.
Yes, he was.
Presidents and shit like that.
He was dope in Dead Presidents.
Yeah, he was great, and then he just disappeared for a minute. And like, yeah, you know, like,
I didn't even know.
I watched an interview with him. And he was like, man, I wasn't sure I was coming back. And then he got a couple of chances to come back, and he did a couple of flicks. It got him back on the radar. And
he's like, got much more. He's got more range than he was getting.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's got a weird look, man. He's just got a weird, obscure look, man.
Bro, in Dead Presidents, when he's like fucking got all the ears and shit, and he's all fucking going nuts in Vietnam, that shit, we got the head in the bag, that shit's wild.
Yeah.
I was a little let down. They got the shocker thing wrong. It should have been two fingers and a pinky.
But then when you see him on the fucking... But then when you see him on the corner playing that fucking, you know, Jesus shit, you're just like, is that the same dude, man?
Yeah. No, it was good. It was good stuff. All right. We're going to do a little dealer's choice here.
Okay. Doing the pink one to stink?
I'm going to read. I got a couple. Yeah, we got it. We got it, Mitty.
Yeah, I'm going to mute him right now. Mitty, you're muted.
All right.
I'm going to give you guys a couple.
I'm going to give you guys a couple headlines. We're going to vote, and then we're going to chat. All right?
When you're in it, get better, holla.
First one. Men in fake spacesuits arrested over NASA scam.
Interesting.
Story number two.
I see you with your papers there, man. You know what you need to do when you're doing these stories? Rustle the papers so people know that you're reading it off.
Look like.
That's it. That's what you need to do. You're actually reading notes.
Story number two. Rapper Dr. Dre loses trademark battle with gynecologist Dr. Dre.
Oh yeah! All right, I want to know.
Story number.
We've got a front runner.
Story number three.
Hello,
kidnapper accused of using alligator to hold man captive.
Oh my God!
That's
rustle the paper, so we know it's true. And you have all the information on those papers.
All the information. Look at that. Can we do two out of three? You know what, Mitty? I think we might have to tonight. But
if we run through them real quick, we could do all three.
Yes, I've got. Nah. Okay, yeah. I've got one. I've got one more.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I like it.
Okay. My perfect food. Man eats 30,000th Big Mac.
From the back. Hey, it wasn't a fillet of fish. It's just...
Okay, what's your vote, Bo?
I feel like the vote is between the alligator captivity and the Dr. Dre lawsuit. Mainly because Dr. Dre lost the lawsuit.
I'm down with the Dr. Dre joint.
But I feel like the captivity storyline with the alligator or whatever. I feel like it tells itself. Like it's already sold too much of the story. So
it doesn't.
Oh,
you read the article.
If you hadn't said that, it would have been an easy choice. I'm gonna stick with my gut and go with the Dre, Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
I'm with the Dre joint.
Mitty.
And Dr. Dre says,
perfect. Here we go.
Dre.
Yeah. Okay. Let me read the article real quick. Let me give you guys some highlights. that we'll discuss.
All right.
Hip-hop icon Dr. Dre has lost a 3-year trademark battle with a gynecologist and sexpert called Dr. Dre.
Sexpert. That's a thing. That's a thing you can be. That's I thought I was that already.
Oh. I gotta add that to my fucking ambition list.
Yeah. Add it to my resume.
Sexpertingly, I had nothing. I don't know.
It's spelled D-R-A-I. Okay.
So why is he? His name is Dr. D-R.
Do you care?
AI?
Care. Yes, the gynecologist. Oh, Dr. Dye.
The gynecologist. I mean, was he using the music? Was he using? Did he fucking take steroids to make himself look fucking bigger? And
if you let me finish, we can find all of this out together.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay. Trying here. The gynecologist has written many books, such as 20 Things You May Not Know About the Vagina.
Oh my God.
And he goes by a shortened version of his real name, just like Dr. Dre, and applied to register it as a trademark. The music star behind such hits is Forgot About Dre, Dre Day, and I Need a Doctor. Those aren't even his best 3 songs. But
without a doubt.
objected, arguing that the public would be confused and assume a connection between the two parties. Now, apparently, this gynecologist, Dr. Dre, has a TV show or a segment or a show or whatever.
He wants to be Dr. Oz.
He's not just a doctor. He's one of those.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I know a lot of those people.
So Dr. Dre argued that his name in the recording industry is sufficiently related to the applicant's MP3 files, magazines, audiobooks, and a series of books and other types of public performance. He put it to the department that it is beyond question that the applicant's marks would be viewed by the public as pointedly unique and unmistakable to Dr. Dre.
Yo, I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna get mad hate mail, but they both do pussy shit.
Really?
Stop it. So,
shout out to hate mail.
At the end of the day, the judges ruled that nobody is gonna see Dr. Dre, the gynecologist.
Dry. You know, if you're a gynecologist and your name is Dr. Dry, we need to talk, baby. We need to talk.
And Dr. Dre as the same person.
What does Dr. Dre have going on in his life that he's spending time suing this guy? Like, I would have assumed he was way busier than that. Like,
me too.
He had way more going on. And maybe it's just his legal team that was like, hey, we just saw a place we might could get some.
Hey, we need to protect the brand, bro.
Yeah, I don't know, man, but that's crazy.
Right, because right now, in a coffee shop in Macon, in 2 weeks, one fucking housewife says to another housewife, did you hear Dr. Dre has a gynecologist show out now?
Dr. Dre. Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying, though? Because then people are like, wow, you mean Dr. Dre?
The Dr. Dre? The fat black guy from MTV Raps?
Oh, that guy.
Oh, that guy. Oh, he likes dry vagina. I love that
You get the reference of the night, Dust. That's a good one.
Just trying.
That's a good one. But yeah, so that's what that story is about. And just because we love you guys, before we head out, we're gonna do the alligator story as well.
Yeah,
we got an alligator story.
We got the alligator story as well. Sorry, okay,
guys. I'm coughing like a fucking douchebag. I'm still sick. Good. I got the AIDS.
So a gentleman in Connecticut.
But
was apparently kidnapped, and they called the kidnappers. Now this is Connecticut. This isn't Florida or fucking New Orleans, where there's like actually alligators.
Yeah, it's
ready access.
Way.
No,
you gotta work to get an alligator in fucking Connecticut.
Yeah, shout out to my ex girlfriend. She was from Connecticut.
So
straight alligator. God.
The victim.
She dead.
Calls his aunt.
You didn't say her name. You didn't say her full name again to us.
We said it last week. Is she dead yet?
You need to say it twice. How it is, man. Almost Beetlejuice.
Alligator. Shut up.
All right. You ready? So, the victim.
Almost.
The victim.
Did I mute him?
Calls his aunt and says, "They got an alligator on me." Saying that if no money is given, they're going to have it chewing on me.
Oh, my God.
All right.
What the
fuck? Now, hold on.
That's a fucking a rap lyric from fucking Master P and his gang from back in the day.
They follow up. They follow up the phone call.
Alligator now. You know, you just opened up the fucking floodgate.
They follow up the phone call. They follow up the first phone call with.
They say, nah. We ain't taking this call.
They follow up the phone call with.
Be here all night.
No, you won't.
Take my wife, please.
They follow up the phone call with, if we don't get $800 in ransom,
damn,
we are going to let this alligator eat your nephew.
Only 800. All he wanted was 800.
Only 8. You can't even buy a half of a cube.
It wasn't 8 million. It wasn't, you know, 800,000 was 8.
This now is the kind of people that are sicking an alligator on someone.
They really needed 800.
Yeah. Before I continued the story, I thought to myself, this seems like an inside job. Because the nephew might have known exactly how much expendable money this aunt might have had. and it was $800. it seems very off to me. So his aunt, who is a fucking straight G for this, demanded proof.
That her nephew
was okay and exactly and allegedly alligator fucking it was alligator involved. She wanted proof.
Yeah.
She needed proof.
Yeah.
The kidnapper then texted her a photo of her nephew hog-tied in a tub with a 3-foot American alligator on his back. Baring his teeth.
Did he have an IV in?
Oh, my God.
Hey, but did he have an IV in?
Well, Mitty, you are off tonight, bro. I'm going to tell you what. I need you to come back stronger next week.
It won't happen, so, man.
Police traced the phone that had been used to communicate with the aunt. And were ultimately able to find the suspect and the victim at a hotel. They carried a 3-foot alligator into a hotel.
Take the picture.
In Connecticut.
Connecticut. You know what? Whenever you need an alligator, you just walk to the fucking river and get one from Connecticut. That's what happens. That's what happens in Connecticut.
Not in Cali.
You know?
I don't want to sound. Yeah, go ahead.
The victim also had burn marks on his face, which he said his kidnappers did with a lighter. The kidnapper was armed with a large knife. And the Bridgeport police lieutenant said, it's an outrageous case, but it is clear from the evidence that
it's outrageous. It's outrageous. And we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Danger.
You meddling kids, we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Before I wrap this up, the kidnapper faced multiple charges, kidnapping, attempted larceny by extortion, unlawful restraint and assault, pled not guilty, and is being held on $345,000 bail. He asked for $800. If that isn't an inside job, I've never seen one.
Imagine if you live in
to know that you're going to face multiple felonies to get $800 is I can't wrap my head around it. Anyone?
Yeah. I know. It's
just... Oh, all
right. What I was going to say is I don't want to sound boastful. But maybe it's my southern roots coming out. I would take on a 3-foot alligator hogtied. Three feet? Fucking three feet?
Oh, some pussy shit.
Oh, pussy shit.
A three foot alligator up,
hogtied. I don't give a shit. Yeah. That's nothing.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, man, I just fucking shit a 4-flusher the other day. That's 3 foot long. You know, dust, a fucking dust alligator,
flushed,
man.
Dust flushed 3 feet of alligator.
I had a 4-flusher. That was the size of that alligator. He ain't bringing nothing on me. Fuck that dude, man. I'll fuck him up in a second. Just give me some toilet paper and he's done.
He said a 4-flusher.
Yeah, shout out to 4-flushers, man. Anybody have a 4-flusher out there, man? When's the last time you had a 4-flusher?
I don't know that I've ever had a 4-flusher.
Oh, man, he's yeah.
What is that?
Yo, you know what?
What is a 4-flusher?
You know, I know.
Pills that my fucking... man, they got constipated and whatnot, these opiates. It's killer.
Hey, real quick, Bo, did it? What did my cousin say that he wanted? Like how MIDI has the MIDI minute. He wanted like a southern.
Oh, yeah.
You want to debunk southern stereotypes or confirm them?
So, do we have a MIDI minute tonight?
But I think we had a mini minute.
He tried a mini minute like 7 hours ago.
Let me say, I feel like I've let my southern roots show themselves throughout the night enough. Let me come up with a good one for next week, and I'll hit you with some southern knowledge.
Oh, for sure, bro. The fact that you even came out of that story and just was like, as a southern man. Hogtied 3 foot, I'd take that fucking alligator right on
any day of the week, my friend.
Southern made man, put
that shit right in the face.
Oh my god, come on, dog, come on.
I like it. All right, MIDI, do you have a MIDI minute before we wrap this show up?
Yeah, I do, but this time it's going to be a little different. Usually, it's something crazy or wacky or funny.
Just give us something.
Listen. All right. So this is a minute in MIDI shoes. So I go to the grocery store, right? And you know, I got the illustrious beard. You know, a lot of people got the beard envy. But anyway, so I'm in the grocery store and I guess there's a man outside that has a beard. All right. And some lady is talking shit to the manager, talking about, oh, so-and-so, he's outside, you know, he has a beard. And she looks at me and she says, yeah, it's kind of a scruffy beard, like him over here, right? So I look her right in her face, you know, shout out to the Han Solo movie, and I say, who you calling scruffy looking? She was not a Star Wars fan because she looked at me with fear. Like, literally, she grabbed her purse, her pupils dilated, and she was about to run the fuck out of Stater Brothers. So, anyway, you know.
Boom. Shout and there out it is. To
more people. More people should know the Star Wars references so I won't look like a madman.
Perfect. I like it. That, my friends, was the Midi Minute. Bo Walker, what would you like to plug, my friend?
Man, I've got I don't have anything big. I don't have anything big on the,
he's reaching, on the horizon. He's really fucking reaching, man.
Yeah.
7 seconds.
Hey, man. I do things. You know what I'm
making
saying?
Making it happen.
Find me on the Instagram.
What? Making it happen.
Midichlorian, what would you like to plug, my friend?
Yes, yes. If you are on Instagram, you better get prepared to type some long ass fucking shit. MIDICHLORIAN _ and there's more music. Type all that shit in Instagram and follow me. I bet you won't do it.
I can't even understand what the fuck you just said.
That was incredible. I like that. Dust Mites, sir, what would you like to plug?
Yo, 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 Dust Mites on Instagram, Eddie Dust Mites in the Facebook's groups. Shout out to the Realm of Collectors. If you don't know about the Realm of Collectors, where the fuck have you been? Realm of Collectors is a Facebook group. It's a online movement. We have podcasts and whatnot every fucking week. And, yeah, I mean, that's where I'm going. Xbox. Dust Mites on Xbox. I'm going to fucking fire up my fucking Xbox 360 and go back and play some old school Call of Duty because I'm fucking tired of all this fucking bullshit that's coming out.
You got that? Like it. And my name is Nathan Has Skill.
Who are you?
You can catch me and all. My name is Nathan Has Skill.
Who are you?
Hey, Nathan, do you have anything to plug?
Can you my name is Nathan Has Skill.
Yeah, you can catch me on all. You can catch me on all kinds of platforms. You can catch me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Nathan S. Skill, NathAn. The only way to spell Nathan, HASKILL. Shout out to Cobra Law Records. Shout out to everybody on this panel. We love you guys. Keep listening, rate, view, review, subscribe, and farewell. Yeah, from the chair drum.
Ball bags.
That's it.
Like some different things.
This motherfucker.
I only had so many.
You lean back like you were in a Cadillac.
I was gonna do it's a like, banshee.
Hello. Hello. I was waiting for you to come back and say something. Nothing. Like usual, nothing.
It is what it is. I gotta go eat.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Hey, Bo.
Yo.
Fuck you, Midi.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Mm-hmm. Hey. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. And we're out.
And we're out.